The sands through Carpenter's Creek. So are the days of our Pensacola. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
This is exactly a microcosm of what I'm talking about. Is, you know, they signed the death notice of Malcolm Young three and a half years ago when they said, never mind, it's not important to us. We're not going to fix it. If it had been fixed, we would have been right back in business. Instead, we kick the can down the road and we make it someone else's problem. And then now we have some pearl clutching we're doing over the potential loss of a building that we signed away 3 years ago.
So my name is Sherry Myers, and I am a proud pearl clutcher. And I'm going to try not to be hysterical tonight.
It's an outrage that our mayor, whose salary is paid with our tax dollars, characterizes the concerned citizens who are participating in a democratic process as laid out by the city charter as pearl clutchers.
The mayor has used very condescending language to refer to those of us on the committee, pearl clutchers, hysterical. We all know that those are code words for women.
Well, there you go. The mayor hates the Constitution. He hates the charter. He hates women. He hates history and tradition and, well, everything. I mean, he's just a bad guy all around. That is a takeaway from the comments in the public forum at the city council meeting last Thursday. The voices you heard there, of course, Sherry Myers, former city councilwoman Sherry Myers. And then also, who was the gal that was speaking? I apologize. I had her. Oh, Sarah Brummett. That's right, Sarah Brummett. The non-gender specific person who was speaking so forcefully. don't want to be accused by anybody of being a sexist, you know. How dare I observe somebody's gender as a form of reference, you know? Adam Cobb, city attorney.
Specifically, as it relates to the referendum process, there is nothing in our charter that prohibits enforcing or taking action on a approved council measure during the pendency or application for a referendum. Again, there is nothing in our charter to that effect.
Yeah, and again, my view of this was Thursday after the Wednesday demolition last week. So basically the demolition had begun about the time I was talking to the mayor. I didn't know that at the time, but I, you know, found out pretty soon thereafter that had happened. And so he says, look, there's nothing in the charter that requires us to wait until after the referendum or the signatures. We have authority to act, right?
Sure. Our charter provides that unless and until a referendum vote occurs and the electors vote to successfully overturn a council action, that council action is and remains valid and effective.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really do it otherwise, right? You couldn't have even 10 people get up and say, we object, and then suddenly the city's hamstrung for 60 days or 30 days waiting the outcome of whether they get petition signatures together. That would be no way to run a business or a government. But I also, what I have said is, sometimes when an issue is highly controversial and there's no really apparent time sensitivity to it, why not be the better person? Why not be the magnanimous person? Why not say, you know, it's within our rights to just demolish this thing, but let's wait and see. And then you wait and see and you find out. But the mayor opted not to do that, went ahead with the demolition, and now it's all done. And we've had this, you know, vigil last night, and there's been much hand-wringing. And I won't say pearl clutching, cause God forbid we should mention that, over this thing. But, you know, Sherry Myers, again, kind of saying everything's horrible and terrible about the mayor.
Well, this government has refused to honor our Bill of Rights.
What now?
Our state constitution.
Also, what now?
And our charter. So, while you have destroyed Malcolm Young and our democratic institutions here, we're going to rebuild them. These people out here are.
Bottomtown will live. We will rebuild.
But this is not the best part of this meeting. This is just like the warm-up. This is just the context. The best part of this meeting is, oh, trust me, yet to come in just a moment. Jake has got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
Oh, man, I cannot wait. Not really seeing anything on our roadways. FHP not reporting any accidents right now. Looks like I-10 and I-110 are at posted speeds. Highway 90 getting by the Beulah Elementary School, starting to slow down a little bit there for the school zone, but not really bad. Highway 98 east and west through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is really good right now. I'm having trouble speaking all of a sudden. I don't know what's happening to me. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is clear. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox all checking in good. If you do see anything out there on our roadways slowing us down, let us know on our traffic tip line. That number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to the Pensacola City Council meeting. Not Milton this time. I told you that Pensacola has been relatively drama-free for a while and running very efficiently. And oh, man. So you had people saying that the mayor has not been respectful and the city council has not listened to the people. And, you know, as Sherry says, violating the city charter, the state constitution, the federal constitution, the Bible, all the good housekeeping rules of etiquette. I mean, everything, right? They're wrong, horrible, terrible people. And then Jonathan Green. Jonathan Green is he had run for mayor, and he is an attorney, and he had filed for the temporary restraining order, and the judge said it was not sufficient. Then he refiled it, I think, and the judge said it was not sufficient, and they're going to keep trying for whatever purpose that is. But Jonathan Green had what I can only describe as the gift that kept on giving. This was his three-minute speech in front of the Pensacola City Council. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Jonathan Green, city resident, business owner. Boo. 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 Boo.
God.
Boo.
And I kid you not, 3 minutes.
Wow. Boo. Boo.
The variations.
Boo.
Question.
Boo. Boo.
Keep going.
Boo. Boo.
You say, surely nobody can do this for 3 minutes. Oh, how wrong you are.
Boo. Boo.
And now an octave lower.
Boo. Boo.
It's exhausting to boo like that.
Boo. Boo.
God. Oh, man.
Boo.
Gosh.
Boo.
It's wearing me out, man.
Yeah.
Boo. Boo.
With the trailer, the self-echo. And then to finish it all off, because I wouldn't want to take away the man's ability to comment.
Boo. 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 And to conclude my last 20 minutes, boo.
20 seconds.
20 seconds. Apologies.
Yeah, well.
Ah,
boo. So I can waste your time like you're wasting the people's.
So somewhere between a terrible ghost impression and livestock. Wait, how accurate was that? I'm not really sure.
Boo!
Okay.
The cow was more guttural.
The cow's not asking a question.
No.
Moo?
Moo?
Boo! There you go. And so here's the great thing about this, okay? You might never watch a city council meeting, but you will never forget that speech.
Yep.
And for the people who agree with him, effective expressing their frustration at a purely visceral level. And, you know, as much as it's hilarious, there's something poignant about it, I guess.
Ooh.
Seven twenty-one. News Radio 92.3. Oh man, I am. I'm Andrew McKay. Hey, if you've got a business, you got to deal with employee benefits, HR, payroll, or you know your employees are expressing their opinion about you. Then you know, get with Torgerson Causey. You know, they will take care of you. They'll take care of your employees. They will make sure that they've got all the benefits that they need, all the right ones, choices. You know, here at News Radio in Cat Country, about 7 years ago, we started using them, and they have been great. Answering our questions, giving us choices we didn't have before, and just, you know, generally making sure that we're happy. More than 25 years in business helping local businesses like yours do employee benefits. Torgerson Causey, 433-9996. Check them out online at TCBenefitsGroup.com. And just make sure that you never hear this from your employees.
Ooh! Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
The Bible is truly the most amazing book ever written. Its words are not just inspirational, but are inspired by God. It's the only book that is completely error-free from cover to cover. The 66 books, the 1,189 chapters, are a love letter from God to you. The single storyline of redemption was penned by 40 different human authors, each one guided by the divine Holy Spirit. Joshua 1:8 encourages us to meditate on the Word of God day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to take time today to read your Bible.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
And I'm sure you'll be happy to know that I have notified your local draft boards and told them that you are now all eligible for military service.
I got my ticket for the long way round. Whiskey for the way, and I sure would like some sweet company. And I'm leaving tomorrow. What do you say when I'm gone?
Oh man, I love that song so much. 7:24 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, the text we got in about the 3 minutes of booing from Jonathan Green at the Pensacola City Council meeting. Somebody here says epic. Somebody here says that's great. Somebody here says that's he had nothing more intelligent to say. Somebody just booed back. Somebody definitely keep that for sound clips. Somebody says, let's see, they put me a boo gif on here. And brilliant, though. Sounds like Patrick Starr off of SpongeBob SquarePants. Somebody says, oh, great, now my three-year-old is booing in the car. Thanks, Andrew.
Kids will be booing their teachers today. Like, the whole town's going to erupt.
Boo!
Oh, that's kind of gotta, somebody, let's see, maybe he was just looking for his boo. Somebody says, it's gotta be one of the better live forum trolls. Gotta love Pensacola. Somebody else says, Pensacola's getting the band back together for Days of Our Pensacola. Somebody says, unbelievable. Unbelievable, you mean. And somebody here says, I guess we know why the case filings have not been successful. Well, that's a bit, you know.
I have a question.
Yeah, go on.
Is there a court reporter, like somebody typing, keeping track of what everybody
like,
well,
how
says?
Many? How many? I don't, yeah.
Do they
I
have
mean,
to just sit
to.
There and be, oh,
but I don't know. They don't. I don't think they have a stenographer, and I don't think that's a legal requirement. Not one, but they do keep minutes. What would the minutes be? Jonathan Green repeated. 7:26 on News Radio 92.3. And I must say this. Thank you, Jonathan. Very, very entertaining. Let's see. Jake's got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right. This traffic report is brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Not seeing any major slowdowns, no accidents reported by FHP. Looking at the map here, zooming in, I am seeing a little bit of congestion. This is going to be at North Blue Angel Parkway where it meets Mobile Highway, right there at the Circle K. Looks like if you're on Blue Angel Parkway headed east or Mobile Highway headed southeast, you're going to run into a little bit of slowdown there at that intersection. Otherwise, around town, we're looking great. Beulah Elementary School, we got that school zone there. It's a little bit slow up the road from that. But otherwise, we're looking great. If you see anything out there on our roadways, let me know. You can call or text me on our traffic tip line, 437-1620. Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Where was the backup?
It was on North Blue.
Blue! Angel.
Parkway. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
How many variations of booze do you suppose there were in that 3 minutes? That was unbelievable.
It was quite a performance. It was almost David Suhor-esque.
Yeah. You know,
those
Jake,
you could, remember the satanic prayer. Yeah.
You could probably put a different boo on every button on that little audio player.
We'd never repeat.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I should make the rest of the day, all the little sound drops before my bumpers should just be booze.
I've got 64 buttons, so I could probably get one on each.
Go on, David.
President Biden's on the campaign trail today. He'll be in New Hampshire. It's his first trip to the state in his quest for re-election. He'll be talking about lowering costs for Americans. The U.S. Embassy evacuating non-essential staff members from Haiti. Gang violence there gripping the Caribbean nation. The U.S. Southern Command says the military is assisting with that evacuation operation. And how are you guys holding up after losing an hour of sleep?
Oh, that was horrible.
Oh, it's never
really
good.
Really, and I realized it as I was going to bed Saturday night. I'm like, ah. I just was, that did not make me happy at all. How unhappy?
Boo!
Go on, David.
Well, apparently when most people are moving the clocks forward, hospitals also report a 24% spike in heart attack visits following Monday, which would be, of course, today. The exact reason isn't clear. Experts, though, are saying that they believe the lost hour of sleep plays a big role and disrupts the body's natural rhythm.
Yeah, no, it's awful. It's very, very upsetting. 7:29 here on News Radio 92.3. If you've got any kind of a plumbing issue, a leak, a drip, a weird sound in the wall when you flush the toilet, the temperature's not good, the pressure's not good, you tried to fix something and they need to come and fix your fix. I had that happen recently. Barbary came out to take care of us and they were great. I mean, just fantastic. And it was very, you know, simple. Took care of the problem that I created. So they're fantastic. Barbary Plumbing, by the job, not by the time it takes. 477-8782. 7:29 here on News Radio 92.3. Gosh, what else do we have going on? This was just kind of an interesting one, is that the bill to loosen the teen work rules has passed through, and that's the one that basically loosens some of the restrictions on young people working. You know, some people have said that this is like a child labor bill. Well, I mean, yeah, but I don't know. I remember when I was young and I worked and I don't know. It just doesn't seem like this big problem or whatever. You know, kids are getting their education and kids are working and making money and they're being industrious and they learn how to do a lot of stuff and they learn that, you know, free time can be productive time. So I don't, this doesn't, you know, some people think, well, this is how we're solving our labor crisis. I just don't think so. I think it's just more that there are these impediments to letting young people function in the workplace, and this is kind of scaling that back just a little bit. But nevertheless, you know, some people have their view.
20 seconds. Apologies.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledged his disagreements with the Biden administration about how Hamas terrorists should be removed from power in Gaza. President Biden has said he's hurting Israel more than helping and not paying enough attention to the loss of innocent lives.
Ultimately, it's Israel that has to decide. Our neck is on the line.
Prime Minister Netanyahu on Fox and Friends. The Oscar for Best Picture goes to Oppenheimer, one of seven awards for the movie, including Best Director, Supporting Actor, and Best Actor for star Cillian Murphy.
We made a film about the man who created the atomic bomb, and for better or for worse, we're all living in Oppenheimer's world, so I would really like to dedicate this to the peacemakers everywhere.
The Academy Awards on ABC. Emma Stone wins Best Actress, one of four awards for that movie, Poor Things. Robert Downey Jr.'s Oscar for Oppenheimer is the first he's ever won. Stock futures are lower ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, we've got 49 degrees. It is partly cloudy here in Pensacola this morning. Well, a group of protesters unhappy about the demolition of the Malcolm Young Gym last week held a candlelight vigil over the weekend at the site. Many of the attendees say they had memories at the old facility.
I remember just being a kid, the Roy Jones Jr. celebrity basketball games, just coming as a student and playing with my friends' 5-on-5 pickup game.
That's Jonathan Green, one of the community members who's been vocal about his support for a ballot referendum while the Malcolm Young Center has now been officially torn down. The group's hoping that they can continue the referendum process and force the city to rebuild the facility. The city decided to tear down the Malcolm Young Gym after safety concerns arose from decay. They believed it would be too costly to repair. New group living facility proposed for Molino. That facility would be located in a large home, 8,000 square feet, and over just 5 acres of property there. Located on Mahard Road off of Highway 95A, a conditional use application's been filed with the county's Development Review Committee. The application says that home would be used for an adult family care facility. Eventually, they also plan to utilize the guest home at the property for additional space. A dire warning from Florida Senator Marco Rubio yesterday on CBS's Face the Nation.
AI is going to disrupt white-collar jobs, jobs that people went and got degrees and even borrowed money to get degrees. It's going to disrupt white-collar jobs in a way that deindustrialization and technology advances and productivity disrupted blue-collar jobs.
And Rubio does say it's time to start thinking about the economic displacement that could follow that disruption. He says AI will soon be able to do the work it used to take 10 people with advanced degrees to do. Now, bad weather caused plenty of travel disruptions across the state over the weekend. Airports in Miami, Orlando, and Tampa all reported hundreds of flight delays and cancellations on Sunday. That's after hundreds of delays and cancellations on Saturday, too. As of today, though, at least here in Pensacola, the airport reporting all arrivals and departures on time. Efforts to free a stranded whale continuing in Sarasota County. The FWC says there's a sperm whale stuck off the coast of Venice. Surf and wind conditions yesterday were too dangerous for rescue crews to get to that whale, but a team is out this morning. Venice officials report the whale was still alive as of last night. Last week's State of the Union caught the attention of the cast of Saturday Night Live, as did, of course, the Republican response delivered by Alabama's junior senator Katie Britt, played by Scarlett Johansson in the cold open to Saturday Night Live.
I'm worried about the future of our children, and this is why I've invited you into this strange, empty kitchen. Because Republicans wanted me to appeal to women voters, and women love kitchen.
And the episode also featured Ariana Grande as the musical guest and actor Josh Brolin on stage as the host. It's 7:35 right now, News Radio, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jake.
I had no idea Ariana Grande was British now. She's changed her nationality.
Really?
Have you heard her speak lately?
I have not.
She sounds like she's from England. It's the weirdest thing. She's going through a big transformation, though. So very, stay tuned.
Very
stay
cultured.
Tuned. Boo! All right. On our roadways, I'm not really seeing any major slowdowns. Looks like Highway 98 is looking good through Gulf Breeze and Navarre. If you're coming out of Milton this morning on Highway 90 through Pace, not seeing anything slowing you down there. At the intersection of Blue Angel Parkway and Mobile Highway, right there at that Circle K, and the Tom Thumb across the street, we're seeing a kind of a tie up there at that intersection in all directions, just from, you know, normal morning slowdown. And getting by Beulah Elementary School on Mobile Highway, we're seeing a slowdown in both directions there from the school zone. Otherwise, around town, we're looking great. If you see anything out there on our roadways slowing us down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line. That phone number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the Fives.
We are going to be seeing a nice, beautiful day today with a few clouds in the area, high near 65 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 47. For Tuesday, a little more sunshine with a high near 69. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 56. Small isolated showers possible by Wednesday with a 20% chance of rain, high near 72. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 49 in Pensacola, 52 in Gulf Breeze, and 48 in Milton. Our next news at 8 o'clock. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. A United Airlines plane rolled off the runway at a Houston airport on Friday. The Boeing 737 aircraft skid onto the grass as it exited the runway from the gate. The 160 passengers were deplaned on the taxiway and then were bused to the terminal. No one was injured. This comes after two United Airlines incidents last week. An engine caught on fire while mid-air and a wheel fell off an aircraft during takeoff. A federal Texas judge has blocked a new rule by the National Labor Relations Board that would have made it easier for millions of workers to form unions at big companies. The rule, which was due to go into effect today, would have allowed employees to unionize if the employer can control at least one condition of employment, including wages, benefits, and scheduling. Futures are slightly lower after the Dow suffers its worst week since October. The Dow Industrials dropped 68. The NASDAQ down 188. That's your money now.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare information guide absolutely free. Call 800-919-3200. That's 800-919-3200. 800-919-3200.
Hey Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are their dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Man, that That's the good stuff. Outstanding. This is a recommendation request from State Senator Doug Broxson, who is on the line right now as a finished his final term as a state. I mean, he's still obviously through November, but finished his final session. So he doesn't have to campaign. He doesn't have to fundraise. He doesn't have to go, you know, read through appropriations documents. He is D-O-N-E, done. Doug Broxson, State Senator for District 1. Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to be home.
How did it feel coming home from Tallahassee this time?
You know what? I really, it was great. We had a good ending, and I gave my farewell speech a couple weeks ago, and that kind of was tapped off the emotion of leaving. And now I'm ready to, as I said, get ready to, in 8 years, when I'm 83, to run for president.
When you're finally old enough, right? I love that.
Right.
You know, I thought, I did a kind of a couple of segments where I talked about the tribute that was paid to you. You know, it's great to have the tribute that you had from all the other state senators, but particularly I thought that the tribute from Democrats, it's when your opponents, you know, are the ones who pay tribute to you. That's when it really means something, because I mean, somehow you managed to strike a statesmanlike, you know, position that they respect you, that you were, they could trust you. And Jason Pizzo's comments were, you know, fantastic, and I echoed them completely. You joke about running for president in 8 years, or you're not. I mean, I don't know. But do you have a next
joke?
Do you have a next activity planned?
You know, I do. It's fairly complicated to take the whole program to tell you, but it has to do with the oil spill and how we've fallen behind in the 5-state division of money called Restore.
Uh-huh.
And I want to get involved in that, make sure that since we have the most coastline, we should really be second behind Louisiana, and now we're falling probably number 5. So that shouldn't be, and hopefully I can convince the governor that I can be his representative there and get us some our proportionate share.
All right. Well, so not done with public service just yet, which I think is exactly what I would have expected from you. Let's talk just a little bit about this session, because it just wrapped up. I had not realized, and I apologize for not realizing, we talked to Michelle Salzman last hour, and you were the Senate companion for several of the bills that she had also filed and succeeded on, including the motor vehicle registration for people that might have special needs, members of their family in the car. Sheriff Bob Johnson, very active on that bill. You also helped sponsor the Dozier School for Boys. And I am assuming, as appropriations chair in the Senate, was very influential in getting the $20 million for the compensation fund.
That's true, but I give all the credit to Michelle. She championed that. It was the right thing to do. It's a chapter in the history of Florida we needed to correct. And we did that, and the living members of that abuse were there in the chamber when it passed, and it was very emotional. And again, it was the right thing for us to do to correct the mistakes of the past.
When you anything else from session that you particularly want to talk about? I mean, the big topic this year obviously was HB1 that got vetoed, that then got rolled into HB3 with some tweaks and changes. I kind of had a different perspective on this because of a conversation actually I was having with Michelle Salzman the other day, is that even if it doesn't particularly do much, it sort of sets our stake in the ground and gives other states the opportunity to say, we're going to follow Florida's lead. And if we can get this done on a national level, it could really start to have some impact and save and help some children.
Absolutely. I mean, you think about this HB3, within 4 days of a young person, and many of them are getting phones at 12, 13, they'll be introduced to pornography and all the other ills that come with that. And there's no protection. It's just they're defenseless. The algorithms they've created just makes it impossible to protect your kids. Once you give them that, you introduce them to a world that a lot of it's not very good. Some of it's very good, but a lot of it is very, very bad for them. And we spend a lot of time talking with that. You know, Andrew, we're going through a cultural change in this country, and it's fearful. We're the greatest country that's ever been. We have the greatest economy that's produced enormous wealth, and also wealth for people that don't have wealth. We help people all around the world. We help people here. 25% of our budget is helping people that can't afford insurance. Those are things you do with a vast economy, and Florida is one of those great economies, the 13th largest economy in the world, and we do good things, and I'm proud to be part of that. One of the problems with all this cultural change is it's embedded in kind of an anti-American spirit, and a lot of this is being fostered by the university system, and we're really speaking very directly against that narrative, because we are the greatest country, and why change? Why do we have to have all these major changes?
You know, I used to teach for about 10 years. I taught philosophy at the college level, you know, like 20 or 30 years ago, 30 years ago. And it was obvious then, and has been obvious for a long time, that all of your liberal arts, you know, social studies type programs have been captured by the left for forever. There were, you know, some of the sort of the engineering, hard sciences, things like that, that weren't as ideologically bent, and so it wasn't kind of quite the same way. But, you know, conservatives had just not done much to push back against this until, you know, this last handful of years. But that stuff's not really going to change. Like, if you externally try to make people be fair, be even, be open, that's never going to really work until you get, you know, ideological diversity in the teaching profession, right? The only way to fix the liberal arts is to get contrasting views represented by the teachers. And, you know, that's a much harder thing to accomplish than just putting sort of, you know, restrictions on what they can teach.
Absolutely. We've gotten tremendous pushback from many, many segments that says, we don't want you messing with our system. We want you to fund it. We gave record funding to universities and colleges and K-12. But we're now speaking to, we want you to be pro-American, whatever that means. And a lot of it cuts across a lot of emotions, people that do not feel like they've been treated fairly throughout history. But do you break down the system today to fix something that happened 200 years ago? I don't think so.
Yeah, and then, you know, even push back on something like the teaching of communism so that maybe children can learn that tens of millions of people, pushing 100 million people, have been killed in the last century by this one philosophy, you know. And yet, if you go into your political science and your philosophy departments at any university, you're pretty likely to find people who sympathize with or outright advocate for that. It is amazing. State Senator Doug Broxman, we're talking to him right now. Hang on for just a second, Senator. We got Jake with Traffic on the Fives. Jake?
All right, we've got a couple areas to talk about this morning. Gulf Beach Highway eastbound heading towards Navy Boulevard, starting all the way back at East Fairfield. We're seeing some major slowdown from an accident that just occurred there. We're seeing our normal morning slowdown on Highway 98 eastbound getting into Windhaven Beach. Intersection of Blue Angel Parkway and Mobile Highway, very congested in all directions going into that intersection. And Beverly Parkway, very slow eastbound getting by Palafox. If you see anything else out there slowing you down, let me know. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to State Senator Doug Broxson. Senator, you mentioned something a minute ago. You're talking about the culture shift, the anti-Americanism, the embrace of, you know, things like communism and ideologically among young people. I see another problem that I think you kind of represent a good antidote to, which is, you know, our politics right now tends to reward the red meat thrower, the loudest, brashest, bulliest of people, right? And yeah, I don't have to name names for everybody to understand who I'm talking about, but it's not just at that level. I mean, it's at all levels. And, of course, you didn't behave that way. You're not a yeller and a screamer and a swearer, and your, you know, demeanor is basically kind and tolerant and patient, and let's talk about this and let's be statesmen. Did you find over a decade, I think, in Tallahassee, did you find that your way of doing politics became less and less viable?
Not really. I mean, it's I think members learn who each other really are, that, you know, their core values over a period of time when you deal with them on issues, and that's what I tried to do. I tried to treat even the Democrats, I mean, they represent the same number of people I do, and a lot of even these Democratic counties are 45% Republican. So you can't throw them away. You've got to include them in the conversation, and I think that's what we try to do in the last 2 years under President Pasadomo and Speaker Renner, is that we wanted to be inclusive, make sure that everyone had a voice. And in the appropriations process, we were very careful to make sure that everyone enjoyed the fact that we have become a state that every other state envies. We have so much resources, revenue, and we were able to keep a lot of those monies that the Fed sent us by doing non-recurring projects. And now we have $16 billion in the bank, and we spent $119 billion, and we're in pretty good shape. The beauty, I will say this, the beauty of you have really two major influencers in every body. One is the president, the other is the appropriations chair. And normally those two entities will have a disproportionate amount of funding go to their district. And that happened with us, and we're going to benefit from it. When you see it all, you're going to be pretty amazed that the members were willing to let the panhandle do so well. But it's been 80 years since we've had an appropriations chair, so we'll have to use this money for the next 80 years in some cases.
Oh, man. Last two, just sort of, you know, recap kind of questions. I'll go with the hard one first. Do you have a regret over your time in office? Anything that you weren't able to accomplish or something you did accomplish that you wish you hadn't?
You know, not really. I enjoyed my 14 years. The House was a little more difficult because it's more of a younger group.
Mm-hmm.
The Senate's more of a mature group, and I seemed to do better there than in the House. But all of it was great. All of it was incredibly gratifying. Of course, you get a lot of attention when you're elected in any position. And I would think that being a legislator is probably the best because most people think I live in Washington.
You can't be gotten to. And then you have a thing that you're most proud of having accomplished or a favorite memory?
I think the thing that happened that it's kind of under the radar is that I was able to push across the health insurance for the 28 colleges who are state employees. They were excluded from that for many, many years, and that was a big, big lift. And now we have equity within our higher education system where all employees are treated the same. And to me, that was I'm a community college graduate, and I thought that was important that we make that process as equal as we could.
Very good. Well, I just got a text in here. I'll read it to you because I think you'll appreciate it. Somebody says, Doug is a true statesman. We're blessed for his service. And I would agree with that assessment. State Senator Doug Broxson, obviously you're still the state senator for several more months, but finishing your last session, your last term as appropriations chair, thank you so much for the time. Thank you for all of the years of service. And we expect we'll keep talking to you, obviously, as you work on the other project that you mentioned to us a moment ago. But thank you for the time this morning, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. 753 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Tax season is here, and it's time to turn your refund into peace of mind with Jim's Firearms. Jim's Firearms is your go-to destination for top-notch personal protection. You're also going to want to secure your spot for one of their upcoming concealed carry classes. Use your refund wisely and invest in safety. Check out their wide selection online at jimsfirearms.net or visit the store in Pensacola at the corner of Sereno Road and Blue Angel Parkway. Jim's Firearms, protecting what matters most.
Exciting news! The data revolution is on the rise once again. Data Revolution is seeking a second-tier engineer with at least 2 to 3 years of experience in IT, networks, voice over IP, and cybersecurity. Data Revolution's competitive salary is based on experience, and their comprehensive benefit packages include a medical stipend, matching 401k, flexible work hours, starting with 3 weeks of PTO, 10 paid holidays, profit sharing, and more. This is not remote or work from home. To learn more about this opportunity, send your resume to resume@datarevs.com.
Hey Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Hide over in that bush over there and I won't see your nakedness. I notice you don't have any tattoos. I think that's a wise choice. I don't think Jackie Onassis would have gone as far if she'd had an anchor on her arm.
I was born by the river in a little tent, and just like the river, been running ever since.
Oh man, let the queen sing. 7:55 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Jake has got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right, if you're on Gulf Beach Highway headed eastbound toward Navy Boulevard, we've got a really bad slowdown starting all the way back past East Fairfield, seeing some major slowdown from an accident there. Our normal morning slowdown on 98 eastbound getting into Windhaven Beach. The intersection of North Blue Angel Parkway and Mobile Highway is very congested in all directions there. And Beverly Parkway showing some slowdown eastbound getting by Palafox. Checking out the other areas of the map here real quick. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze is looking good. If you're coming out of Milton this morning on Highway 90, nothing slowing you down there. Seeing a little bit of slowdown here. That's on that Beverly Parkway side there, getting by Palafox. I don't know what's going on there. I don't see an accident. But otherwise, around town, we're looking good. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, checking in clear. If you see anything out there slowing you down, let me know. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. If you're thinking about buying the next vehicle and trying to decide where to go, who to look at, you know, what to do. Hey, one thing about Frontier is I would say they serve the community. You kind of wonder, like, what? Well, I'll give you just an example, okay? When you go to get a car there or just look at a price, you're going to get a sheet that's got all the numbers, and then at the bottom there's an out-the-door price, and that's all you ever talk about. So once you figure out that, you don't then have anything added on. That's it. But attached to that sheet, the back of that sheet, is going to be a Carfax report, which will tell you the, like, vehicle maintenance and repair history of the car to the degree that the mechanics doing the work had filed the information, okay? So you might not find things on there, but everything on there will have, you know, actually been for that car. The reason I mention that is it comes, of course, standard when you look at a car at Frontier, but if you go somewhere else and look at a car and they don't give you one, no problem. Just take the VIN, run it, you know, give it to Frontier, and they'll run you a Carfax for free. Say, why would they help you buy a car from somebody else? You know, Jim on the corner, why would they help you buy from him? Well, why not? They can do it. It helps you make a better decision. That's it. And look, I still recommend you get a used vehicle inspection from a mechanic you trust. That'll be comprehensive. But a Carfax is a good start, and it's better than nothing, and they will do it for you for no charge whatsoever. So when I say Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I mean that. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Two National Guard soldiers from New York have been identified as among those killed in Friday's helicopter crash in Texas. Both were chief warrant officers from upstate New York. Their helicopter went down near Rio Grande City in Texas. The U.S. Embassy is evacuating non-essential staff members in Haiti as gang violence there grips the nation. The U.S. Southern Command says the military is assisting with evacuation operations. And the brother of an LSU women's basketball player has been arrested after jumping onto the court during a brawl that broke out in the Southeastern Conference Tournament Championship game against South Carolina. That altercation started with just over 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
All right. Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. Also, I feel stupid. It was Doug Broxson's birthday Saturday, and I didn't realize it. I just saw it on my Facebook stuff. I'm like, oh. Would have had a chance to wish him a happy birthday, but. But I did not. So, you know, you can't always do everything, and I really do strongly try to do everything, and I do not always succeed, so I apologize. The 28th annual Gulf Breeze Arts Festival comes up the 23rd and the 24th at Gulf Breeze Community Center. 100-plus local, regional, national artists to browse through, food vendors and all that. Find out more at newsradio923.com.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.